You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Two games coming up on Saturday. We'll start with the Super 8's qualifiers match as Lee take on Wakefield. Lee are 13-8. The draw is 18-1. Wakefield are 1-2. Lee plus 6 on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16s and Wakefield minus those 6 is 10-11. Lee have lost both games in the Super 8. They lost to Salford. Pretty heavy defeat there, but they did give Hull KR a bit of a game the week before, and Wakefield lost to Salford as well, but they thrashed Bradford last week. So how do you see it going this week? We'll start with you, Mark Wilson.
Yeah, cheers for that. I had a big bet on Bradford last week, and then sat in the stand watching as they absolutely bottled it in the opening 20 minutes and Wakefield blew them away. But Wakefield, I've seen a lot of them live this season. I was very impressed with them. The forwards really laid it down. And Lee, I think, are the biggest disappointment in this qualifiers so far, because they should have beaten Hull KR, but they didn't know how to put the cue on the rack. They've got one style of playing, and that's just scoring every play. And that, at this level, I don't think you can get away with doing that. And I think they're in big trouble. 13-8, probably not big enough. You know, they beat Wakefield in the Cup earlier in the season, but Wakefield have changed a lot of players. And I think they've changed a lot of attitude and they've got a new coach. I was impressed by Wakefield last week, really impressed. I know they didn't have a lot to beat, so you can say, well, you know, how much do you read into that? But what it has done, it's given them a lot of confidence. And I have to say, I'm backing Wakefield here. I like Lee, I know Paul Rowley quite well. I work with him elsewhere, and I hope for his sake they would compete, but I just get the feeling they're going to get beat again this week.
Yeah, Wakefield obviously had a disastrous Super League campaign, but in the back end of that season and the start of the Super 8, you could see they're slowly building. They might be getting somewhere. Do you think they win as well, Mark Lightfoot?
I probably do side with Wakefield as well. I think the problem Lee have had, certainly in that first game, I backed Lee on the handicap against Hull KR, and I watched the first half at work and left, and I just assumed my bet had won. And then one of the lads at work texted me and said, you know, you won't believe this, but Hull KR have covered the handicap. So it was a case of Lee, I thought that the second half of that game, the professionalism of the two teams really showed, and maybe a bit of a issue with fitness, possibly. You know, Hull KR just sort of battered them in the second half, and Lee couldn't live with them. I'd be a bit worried about that if I was a Lee supporter going forward now, because Wakefield have gradually got better under the new coach. They put in a good performance last week. They're building some momentum. Lee are 0-2 now in this competition. And yeah, as Mark said, I'd probably be siding with Wakefield, I would say now.
All right. I'd be leaning towards Wakefield on the handicap at minus 6. I might even be tempted by Wakefield to win by 13 or more at 13-8, because we saw them against Bradford last week. They really are building. And the thing that you mentioned there about professionalism and maybe fitness with Lee, and the way that Mark said that they always try and score, that defensively they don't necessarily manage a game very well. I think Wakefield might just make that experience count a little bit towards the end of this game.
Well, possibly. I mean, Paul Rowley said something about along those lines, that they're not going to change the style. That's the style that they're playing. But as you said, that's not what you need when you try to grind out 2 points now and again. So, yeah, Wakefield might just not have sort of that game management with some of the experienced players that they've got, people like Tim Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Lee have been maybe caught a little bit naive so far, so that could continue maybe.
Yeah, I think if you have a look at Lee's results, I think you look at the teams that have taken them on physically up front have really done well against them. I look at Halifax, matched it with them early on, and they pushed them close. Bradford twice, should have beaten them at the Lee Sports Village, and drew with them at Oddsall by matching them up front. Wakefield's pack on Saturday won them the game in the first 20 minutes, and I think that's what will happen again. Lee have got great, great running rugby in them, but to play that, you've got to be on top in the forwards, and I don't think they will be, and I think that's where Wakefield will win it. They've got the grunt up front, and I think that wins them the match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.